I'm Gina Kaufman. This is KCUR's Central Standard. And now, before we go, the Royals. Sure, last night turned out to be a little rough. The rain, the loss. But whatever, guys, we're in the postseason again. And that is exciting for no one so much as a 13-year-old. Growing up, we all knew that baseball kid, the one with the player's stats memorized, the one with all the trivia and an eye for detail. A lot of grown-up sports fans used to be that kid. So that kid is who we want to turn to for analysis. Joe Steele, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Aren't you supposed to be in school?
Yeah.
Well, okay, I'll leave that alone. What did you think of last night's game? Any observations about what you saw that you want to share?
It was a little disappointing to me. I thought they got down early, and then when Kendrys Morales hit his first home run of two, then the fans were starting to get excited, and I was getting excited. I was standing up, pacing around in my living room.
You were pacing, so the stakes were raised at that point.
Yeah.
Do you think that the rain delay affected anything in the mood, in the psyche?
I think it affected a little bit. I think that a lot of people were criticizing Nedio's decision on taking out our starting pitcher, but that I think it helped.
You do?
Yeah.
Explain that.
Well, Chris Young is one of the tallest players in the MLB at 6'10". And so when he pitches, it's a downwards angle to the hitter, and he throws about 10 miles per hour slower than Yordan Ventura. So I think that kind of changed the hitters, what they were thinking and how they approached at the plate.
So it had to keep them on their toes.
Yeah.
Well, so how would you analyze the loss? What do we need to do differently today if we want to win this thing?
I think we need to keep the ball in the park, not give up so many home runs, and then we need to get more people on base.
But keep the ball in the park. How do you do that if you're the Royals?
Well, for the pitchers, not leaving it over the plate and kind of pitching it down or up and changing the hitter's eye level.
When did you start getting into baseball?
When I was at a young age, I was about 5 or 6, and I always liked watching and playing baseball, and when I was about 7 years old, I saw Alex Gordon hit a grand slam, and that really excited me, and I've always liked the Royals since.
What were the Royals like when you first started following them as a young 5 or 6 year old?
When I first watched them, they were kind of iffy. Like, they were a below 500 team, but some fans stuck with them and some didn't, and I think I was one of those fans. And they were, you know, they liked to play, and they kind of...
So they had fun, and that impressed you?
Yeah.
How do the Royals fit into your life? I mean, how much time do you spend learning about them, and how do you do it? Because you know how tall people are, the difference in the miles per hour of pitches?
Yeah, because I know just from past experiences and, like, watching baseball and hearing, like, announcers talk about it, and my dad, he played baseball, and he teaches me a lot about it.
So you're just keeping your ears and eyes open? That's it? That's all you have to do to know all this stuff? Because I've got to tell you, I'm much older than you. Much older than you. And I have plenty of past experiences. I have not picked up this amount of stuff.
I think I have a knack for it. I don't know. I just pick up on it.
Tell me about the Royals this year. What are their strengths as a team?
Well, their strength is defense and their bullpen. The back of their bullpen is really good with the 7, 8, 9 pitchers, but the loss of Greg Holland really hurt them, I think.
How did it hurt them?
Because we lost one of the best closers in baseball who came up from our farm system, is a real leader in that bullpen.
So how are you seeing that we're hurting without him?
Just in like the past couple of games, we've had to move Wade Davis, our kind of ninth inning guy, back to the closing position, and everyone's had to get used to moving up an inning.
What do you think of the other teams that have made it into the postseason?
I think there's some really good teams like the Cardinals. I know they're another Missouri team, and some people in Kansas City don't like them just because they're from St. Louis, I guess. And
a little year called 1985 that probably doesn't haunt you the way it haunts some other people.
Yeah, and I think that they kind of play just like the Royals, good defense, put the balls in play. And I'm also a little scared about the Astros because they can hit the ball out of the ballpark and they got speed and they got young talent just like we do.
So do you think that the Astros are our toughest competition?
No, I think if we beat the Astros in the divisional series, I think if the Toronto Blue Jays won, they'd be tough because they have a lot of power and one of the best offenses in the league.
How are you going to watch the next two games?
I'm probably going to watch it in my room, just pacing around and thinking, oh no, and
you watching. Do a lot of pacing.
Yeah. I get nervous when I watch them.
If you could send a message to the Royals or a single Royals player on the radio right now, what would it be?
Just to keep playing hard and just support your city and your fans have your back.
Our time is up. Joe Steele, nephew of KCUR's content editor, Donna Vestal, thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Now get back to school. If you missed part of today's show, never fear. It'll be online at kcur.org/centralstandard later today. Subscribe to our podcast while you're there. We'll have our story about Murray Rose Williams of the Kansas City Star on our website as well. And that's where you can see our photographs of her taken by the talented Paul Andrews at kcur.org. We're headed into the weekend, but you can still talk to us. KCUR's Central Standard loves to banter on Twitter. We're at KCURCST. Central Standard is produced by Matthew Long Middleton and Sylvia Maria Gross, with Fridays Like Today by Jen Chen. We get help from intern Kyle Smith, Linda Scher runs the board for us, and our theme music is by Spoonbender Labs. I'm Gina Kaufman. Have a great weekend.